art of nothing. What if I were to tell you that everything that you believe will bring you happiness? Everything that you strive for, to get, to acquire, to fill yourself up with, is just a farce. We live in this world that we're taught to go to school and get the degree and then get the job and then get the money and then get the house and the cars and the family and then the retirement or the vacations, then the retirement, to get all of the things. And by getting all of the things, you will be happy. And then you can relax. You could take vacation. You could do all these nice things. That's a nice life. That's a happy life. But what happens in the midst of perhaps a pandemic, when we realize that the world stops and stands still, and we see all the ways that we have been distracted, the ways that we pick up our phone hoping for a notification, or we jump on Facebook or Twitter or our email, waiting for a new email to come to get a little hint of excitement or drama or something to answer, just a little bit of distraction. How many times have you picked up your phone and thought, oh, why am I picking up my phone? I don't actually care about my email right now. Why am I picking up Facebook and looking at the notifications? What is causing me to pick this up? What if all of these things just were a farce? All these things we think we need in order to get the happiness? And what if we were just striving and we could give up that striving and find an infinite amount of happiness right where we are, with what we have, with those that we love, with the ones that are around us? So today I was thinking about all of this, thinking about all of the things that I've done in my life at my age of 33, thinking about those around me that have passed away, the goals that I had, the difficult times I've had, the ways I've achieved the goals, the new money I made, the things I paid off, the relationships I've acquired, the ones I've learned from, the ones that are successful, the spiritual programs I've done, the reading I've done. And think, what else is there? Can you notice the ways that you've tried to fill yourself up? And that somewhere underneath there's this sort of discontent. Some would call it a divine discontent. I have a friend who is staunch, what's the word? Atheist. Who says, we all just have a God-shaped hole. Nothing actually means anything. We're just trying to create meaning. I would say that for one part, I agree with that. And for another part, I believe that part of the human condition is to always want, to always desire what someone else has, what the neighbor has. Desire the way someone else's body looks. Desire to look young. to not age, to have more money, more cars. Staying young, I believe, is about learning. There's a quote that says something like, you never grow old if you keep learning. What to do with all of this? With all of this reflection? If we know that we are in this human condition to want, to want, to want, it could be said that wanting leads to suffering because we're always comparing. What then could the antidote be? This whole thing called mindfulness is about being with what is. It's a radical statement. It is about being with what is in the moment, whether we judge it as good or bad, horrible, amazing, perhaps finding some gratitude in it, perhaps not. Imagine if you were to walk into a table and stub your toe and it hurts so bad. And your mind fills with, oh my gosh, this hurts. I hate when this happens. Everybody knows that when this happens, this is awful. Oh my gosh, why did I do this again? I knew this table was here. Jesus. The mind fills before we allow the feelings to just be there. In fact, the mind does its own whole set of crazy things in order to spike our level of intensity, both emotional and in physical feeling. So what if I got with the fact that we are always craving, we are always wanting for something? What if I were able to just recognize that? That part of the human condition and suffering is in craving. What if I could seize just a little bit today to crave? That instead of picking up my phone mindlessly, I can bring a little breath to that moment, to just breathe in, just feel my body, to become like a child, to look into the clouds, watch them pass, let my imagination run wild, the way we did when we were kids. We would see all these shapes in the clouds. We would just have hours of really doing nothing. Perhaps that's actually more native to the human condition, is to be in a state of awe, to be in a state of blankness, at times calm, at times we cry, watch a child in action, oof. There's nothing that will bring an adult to their knees like a child that sometimes cries, sometimes screams, sometimes is incredibly happy, that is just so in awe with everything. I sat twirling my umbrella in the train the other day and watched this three, four-year-old child just watching me spin that umbrella for a good 5 minutes of the ride. I can't imagine what was passing through their mind, or if anything was. I imagine they were just in the moment. And I believe that this in the moment is mindfulness at its core. I believe this in the moment is what cleanses us of all of the thoughts and the feelings and the heavy that we can carry around, all the things we worry about, the things we think we need to fill ourselves up. What if you just sat in the grass, stared at the clouds, decided to be here? A pack Pipe Dream? Fool's Paradise? Yeah, maybe. But what does it hurt to try? To give yourselves a few moments of disconnection. To just be, to take a bath, to radically love your body for no reason at all. With no goal of getting skinny, looking younger, putting on the creams. Just fucking be here. I'm very grateful for you listening to this. I hope it's been inspiring to you. Please like, share, subscribe. Be well, be here. Love hard. Namaste.